This is a Crowd podcast.
This is Influenced, the podcast that will get inside your mind, or at least make you think that it has. We've got guests, but a lot of podcasts have guests. My guests think they're here to plug something, but little do they know, from the moment they walk in, I'm playing games with their minds.
How did you do that?
I'm in control.
How?
What?
Get out of my head!
See, I love mind games. I'm a mentalist. What my guests don't know is that they're being influenced the entire time. I mean, even if it is in the podcast title.
Are you ready?
Oh my God.
Watch. I'm just messing with you.
Oh
no,
my
I can't. Can you imagine?
Are you going to explain or?
Oh my God. How?
Feel weirded out?
Very.
We're just getting started, trust me.
You're literally a wizard. This is crazy. I feel like I'm chatting to Dumbledore.
Because you don't really know what's about to happen.
I have no idea.
How?
Is that his name?
Yeah.
What?
Wow.
On this week's episode, I'm joined by singer-songwriter Camille. Camille has written some huge number one hits over the years, and on this week's episode, I'm going to ask her to write a song lyric about her day for me. But here's the trick. I'm going to read her mind and guess what that lyric is. Wish me luck, I might need it, but for now, guard your mind, and welcome to Influenced. Camille, welcome to Influenced.
Thank you for having me. I am so happy to be here. Like, I think this is one of the favourite things I've done all year.
Oh, really?
Honestly, I'm so excited. So it's just doing something fun like this with you because I'm obsessed with what you do. I'm always obsessed with things I can't understand.
Oh, thank you.
So, yeah.
God, I feel like I can't get anything wrong now in the episode. I have a lot to live up to. Well, that's good. It's good to be put under pressure. Well, Camille, to get to know you a little bit better, we're going to start off the episode the way we start off every episode.
Yeah.
With a little game. Game of two truths and a lie.
Right.
Although you did say to me before we started when I told you we'd play the game that you want to do two lies and a truth.
Yeah, I just thought I'd do something different to what everyone else does. And also, I do tell a lot of lies.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, that's going to make for a fun 45
I know.
Minutes. That's good. I'll give you some tips on how to do it even better afterwards.
Okay.
I will. So we're doing two lies and a truth, which is flipped from the way we usually do it. All right.
Yeah.
In that case, we're just going to get stuck right into it.
Okay, cool.
This is different. It's a first for me, so I'm going to have to remember that, you know, it's different than usual or else I'll mess myself up here. I like that you're keeping me on my toes.
Yeah, me too, actually.
So you're telling me two things that are a lie and one thing that is true.
That's it.
Okay, so you can tell me in any order you like.
Okay.
And you're going to start with your first little piece of gossip.
Okay. No. So this statement goes like this. I have eaten pasta with Beyonce.
If it's true, big flex.
big flex.
Can I ask you what type of pasta? Yeah.
Carbonara
would be the pasta I would go for myself.
Yeah.
Good choice.
With truffle.
With truffle?
With truffle.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Playing with your fingers there. Okay, I'm going to ask
oh
for you.
Oh, God. No, he's looking at what I'm doing.
Careful.
Right, I'm just going to set.
Reset. Let's just take
giving it away. Okay.
Oh, we need to breathe. Okay. Okay, relax. Get zen.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. Okay. Number two.
All right, number two. I have gotten, like, completely drunk with Little Mix.
With Little Mix?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I'm a fan of Little Mix.
Massive fan.
Massive fan.
Yeah.
I'm not too sure. I feel like you're possible. So here's what I'll tell you in a second what I think.
Okay,
but
okay,
give me the third one before I make any assumptions.
I can already tell I'm giving this away. You're pretty like looking at all my body movements. Okay.
Mm.
The last one is I've written a love song with Harry Styles.
You've written a love song with Harry Styles.
I have.
Oh, again, big flexes here. Come on, these sure beat whenever I do my two truths and a lie. Mine suck. I need to think of stuff better and name drop people. Okay. Right. I'm going to tell you what I think.
Yeah.
And don't give anything away till I've given
okay,
my final answer. I think that the Little Mix one is true. Don't say anything. I think it's true only because having done my research, I think you wrote a song either with or for Little Mix. It would make sense that you have been with them and got drunk.
Okay.
I think that I really want the Beyonce one to be true, but I don't think it is. And I'm sure that the Harry Styles one is a lie. That's the one I'm absolutely certain on. So I know the Harry Styles one's a fib. The other two, I could be wrong. But I'm going to say the Little Mix one's true
Beyonce's a lie and Harry Styles is a lie. Am I close?
Yeah, you're right. Ah. I feel like I made that too easy now, actually. But I don't really get drunk with anyone, so I think that was quite unreal for me to have gotten so drunk with Little Mix that day.
You're not a big drinker?
Not really. Me I don't really like getting drunk on the job.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Do you know what I mean? But I've literally written probably like 32 songs with them at this point.
Wow.
So it's been a lot.
With that being said, what's the biggest song that you've written with?
Oh my gosh, the biggest song would probably be, I think statistically, probably Shout Out to My Ex. I'm looking at my manager, he's nodding. Yeah, it's probably Shout Out to My Ex, just how well that did. It won a Brit Award and went to number one. And yeah, we've had some really amazing success together.
You absolutely have. That's amazing. Well, listen, before we talk a bit more about that, tell me the Harry Styles thing, complete nonsense, or is there some factor?
It is nonsense.
It's just total nonsense.
I've met him a couple of times, but no, we haven't written enough songs.
Is he as dreamy in person as he seems?
He's really, really nice. He's a really lovely guy. Honestly, like I've seen, because I've worked a lot with Psycho, so I've known him from like One Direction. And watched him just grow into this incredible artist he is now. He's incredible.
Oh, that's so cool.
He's so cool.
Yeah, I'd be a fan.
Massive.
And Beyonce?
I've been close to like doing things with Beyonce. I've been in her office walking around. I've written for her, but we haven't had pasta.
Well, listen, put it out there into the universe.
Did I give it away? How can you tell like from what I was doing when I was saying that?
There's lots of things. To be honest, in this case, honestly, I was more just going off a bit of logic rather than body language and stuff. I knew the first one was a fib right away just on how uncomfortable you got. You were so relaxed
I'm
the whole time. Because you're not really fidgety or in any way nervous.
Oh.
When you came in, you're so open, but you suddenly closed up for the first one. So I knew that one.
Oh, no, I was too bad.
But I thought I would try and throw you off by telling you. I knew the last one was nonsense to see if you give it away. But
you need to like work for like detectives and stuff.
I do often.
Do you?
No, I don't. It'd be great money though, wouldn't it? I could be like a little Sherlock Holmes.
Cool. You know, like the amount of Netflix shows I watch that have like amazing people just kind of finding out people are lying in those little rooms. They come in and see if you're like, if you
like
murdered someone.
Interrogator type thing.
Literally, I'd love to do that.
That's maybe a little slant we could do on the podcast.
No,
a little interrogation session. That would be good. That sort of is what this is. It's more lighthearted. Well, listen, thank you for playing Two Truths and a Lie.
That was fun.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so Camille threw me off a little bit here with the two lies and a truth. That was a curveball. Now, from my research, I already knew she had worked with Little Mix. So again, this one was a lot more based on logic than it was mind reading. Why did you want to do two lies and a truth? Just because
I feel like a lot of my career has been like me lying to people. Essentially, like, you kind of have to express emotions that you might not have actually had, which I feel like is kind of a lie. Like, a lot of the songs I've written, I haven't actually gone through that myself, but I can definitely lie about it.
Is that difficult?
Not really, because I feel like I'm a massive empath, so I feel like I definitely, like, if you feel pain, I feel it with you, and I want to, like, you know, if one of my girls has been cheating on, I literally feel like we should just go in our balaclavas and go and find the guy. That's literally me. I am that friend.
Well, that's a useful skill.
Yeah. So I'm very much like on site, ready to like activate with my emotions for people.
Yeah, you do hear about songwriters who intentionally go through breakups and stuff like
that. Oh my God,
just
that's
to
very
get a
true.
They actually do that, don't
a
they?
A lot of people do that. I just feel like it's too scary to do that. I just go through the normal emotions of being a woman. That's enough, to be honest with you, to get me through the day.
Plenty.
Honestly, it's so hard being a woman. But yeah, I think people like Adele who go through real like stuff.
Trauma.
That's why she can write like that, because she's gone through it. It's really painful.
Let's not bother with that.
I know.
Just fine without it.
I think we're doing all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're okay.
Yeah. It's interesting because I have no idea as to what the formula would be to write a song.
Write
and it
song.
Sounds like you don't approach it in the same way that other people do in that case.
Do you know what? Honestly, for me, I have to be fed. I need delivery.
Oh, like you need
to
not be hungry.
I can't be hungry.
Interesting.
Nothing comes to me. When I'm fed, I'm like, ooh, and vibes start coming.
Yeah.
And then do you know what? I just get on a mic, like, because I play a lot of instruments and I'll just like play around with stuff and I produce as well. But I feel like when I'm on a mic, I can just sing melodies out. It just comes and I don't know where. It's just like for you, the gift that you have where you're able to like fool us all day and do all these amazing things and we don't know what we're doing when we're looking at you. I feel like I can do that with a microphone.
See, we're the opposite then, because if I eat before I work, I'm out of commission.
Okay.
Like, I get proper lethargic, need to take a nap.
I feel
don't
you.
Don't even talk to me.
I feel you. I can get like that. Yeah, it depends what I have. I usually try and stick to like ramen or something cute.
Mm.
Nothing too serious, like a big burger or something.
Mm, like if I have a burrito before I do a show, the magic doesn't work. It just doesn't work.
Magic doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. It turns off. Can't do it. I don't.
I can't do it.
I had breakfast this morning and I'm feeling a little bit slower than usual.
I feel you.
Mm. Well, it's interesting. Everyone works in different ways. So if you're approaching writing a song, you've been fed. By the way, what? So you said ramen.
I like ramen. I do like Five Guys. I can't lie.
Chat to me. It's fantastic.
Five Guys is ridiculous.
So good.
The hot dog is my fave thing at the moment. I'm kind of off the burger now. Yeah, well, I'm kind of, I switched now from between the burger and the hot dog.
I didn't know they did a hot dog.
It is such a good hot dog. With like caramelized onions on top.
I'm going to have that for dinner
tonight. People I know have the hot dog more than the burger now. Yeah.
Wow.
But I mean,
you're opening my eyes here.
Oh my God. Yeah, and their fries are ridiculous as well. But I mean, yeah, it depends what takes the mood. And it also depends what the artist wants. Like, yeah. I tend to kind of go with like how hungry they are. But like Little Mix, for example, they can eat.
Don't we?
Yeah, we would eat a lot of food.
I think it's a good creative outlet. Like,
yeah.
Fair play to you. So I suppose every artist works in different ways, but you must have a way of working. So when you go in, do you just go in and it just, stuff happens? Do you go in, have you prepared, like, how's that work?
It really does go like that. And I know it's so annoying because you're going to want like to understand what happens, but it's literally people in a room vibing and creating something incredible. Like I was in with Flo yesterday, this incredible girl group, and like we were just in a room singing stuff on a mic, and then suddenly something will come out and it sounds like a special thing. But it's just fun. Like it's like a magical thing that happens, and I can never explain how it happens. All I know is it happens each time.
Yes.
Like it's so cool.
It's interesting you say that. I'm sort of the same, where I typically won't really have an idea until I get there. But and I thought I was crazy for this, but there's a guy called Dr. Richard Wiseman, psychologist, and he's done these amazing big like human psychology stunts.
Okay.
There's research that went into this to show that the best way to come up with ideas or to brainstorm isn't to brainstorm. So he has this rule when he's working with new people brainstorming ideas, is he doesn't let his students come up with an idea until they walk into the room where they have to have the idea.
That's
and he says 9 times out of 10 the idea comes right as they walk into the room.
That is literally songwriting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, that's so crazy. You've just like said it in the way that is understandable.
High risk, high reward though, hey?
No, yeah.
Because sometimes you do get caught and you get nothing.
Yeah,
then
nothing.
You look stupid.
100%. That's happened to me a few times. I usually just say that I don't feel well.
My one is always, hey, yeah, so like, I have a whole bunch of ideas. I'm just going to get it. I'm going to pop it into an email and send it through after
in
the meeting.
Email,
they go, yeah.
Not email. I need to try that one.
That makes it sound like you followed
through. I need to try that. I think, do you know what? It's about protecting your energy, because I think when you're like a paid songwriter, you're expected, like this has probably been a session that's been put in your diary months in advance by record labels, and the artist might go on tour tomorrow. So you haven't got much time and there's a lot of pressure. But I've learned to just like not worry too much if something doesn't come, which wasn't meant to be.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. So you're a big believer in energy and that sort of thing.
Oh, 100%. I've started to even understand like ideas, they're not my responsibility, they weren't of me. They're things that are like almost like a cloud that I can access, but it stops me having that responsibility and that pressure if it doesn't go the way I want it to.
Well, listen, we're going to play another game in a little second, just to test you out a little bit. I love that you're so into magic and that sort of thing. It makes this fun.
I love magic. I love things I can't explain. I really am obsessed. Like, this is like my favorite thing.
Oh, well, that makes me happy.
I love it.
Let's hope this next one works.
You're amazing.
You're very kind. We're going to play a game of word association.
Yeah.
Just to get an idea as to how you think, because I want to try something really cool right at the end of the pod, but can't do that until I've warmed you up a little
bit.
Okay. I'll explain what we're going to do. Basically, I'm going to give you a word. You're going to then give me a connecting word to that. For example, say I said hat, you could then say gloves, whatever you like. And from gloves, you could then say driving gloves, driving car, whatever you want. I think we're going to go 7 words this time is what it's going to take.
Okay.
I know where I want you to end up. That's kind of the trick here. So I'm going to choose the starting word, but you can take it any direction you like.
Gosh, this is so dark. I love it.
It's evil, isn't it?
You already know where I'm going to go.
Well, I hope so.
Does that mean if you came to one of my studio sessions, you kind of know what I was going to write at the end of the session?
Possibly so.
It's blowing my mind.
Do you know what the beauty of it is?
Let me just sit up for this. Right.
100%. The really amazing part about this is, see, if it doesn't work, it doesn't go into the podcast and nobody even knows. It's okay.
No.
If it doesn't work, we'll keep it in, I promise.
Okay, I'm saying
it here first. But before we do, Camille, before we do, a word from our very lovely sponsors.
Hi guys, it's me, Sam. And me, Billy, and we have a podcast called The Sam and Billy Show. Ma'am, what would you describe it as? Good question. Do you want me to prank you now?
Go for it. What are you going to say?
Next minute, me and her are in the meat wagon.
Shut
getting dropped
up.
Off outside.
He's got racks. Not mice, racks. He's got racks.
Mum's in there with me. I've got a Coke in my hand. I'm like, just giving birth. And I was like, oof.
And that is going to be the most irritating thing. Edward's going to be bugged out with you.
It's so annoying.
We'll be playing Three Blind Mice and the recorder in the house. Seriously.
Oh, you would like it.
It's a boy.
And then we all just screamed, didn't we?
Have you never tried your breast milk?
No.
I think it's best to just give us a listen. Listen to The Sam and Billy Show now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Listening to our everyday kind of just gibberish, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, Camille, a game of word association.
Yes.
I'm going to give you a word. You're going to then connect me seven. I'm going to change. I think it's going to be a little bit quicker this time to get to the target word. I think possibly five.
Okay.
Having spent some time talking to Camille, I have a good idea as to how she thinks. And starting on the word plant pot, I think that within five or six word associations, I should be able to get her to end up on the word brother. Let's see how her mind really works and give this a go. Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, so your starting word.
Mm-hmm.
Starting word. Oh, I'm going to slightly change that. I'm going to move one down the line.
Ooh.
This is kind of cheating because it's not one word, but plant pot.
Greenhouse.
Greenhouse, that's one. We're going to five. Greenhouse, what's your next word?
And I just start with any word here?
Well, connect it to greenhouse somehow.
Okay, I thought you must be doing one. Okay, I say...
If you really want, at some point, you can try throw me off. And go over something obscure. It probably is just less likely to work then.
Okay, sunlight.
Sunlight. I can see how you got there. That's good. Mm-hmm. What would you connect sunlight to? That's your second word.
I would connect that to summertime.
Summertime. Sure.
And then I'd say barbecue.
Barbecue. Okay. I'm going to actually need six words rather than five, but you're on the right track. So barbecue. Give me your fifth word. It's not going to be this one. It'll be the one after that.
Okay.
What's your...
Family.
Family. Okay. We're close. You're going to give me your sixth word, and we're going to see how well we did.
Sister.
Again, we started on... Sorry?
Sister.
Sister?
Mm-hmm.
Mm, okay.
You're so nervous. Funny.
So nervous.
This is cracking me up.
You may remember before the show actually started, I went across and I actually showed, well, not name drop, I showed somebody on your team the photograph beforehand. I took a photograph of something I wrote down hours ago. And you saw that. I want to show you what it is I wrote down. Now, I was close. I'm going to be honest, I didn't get this right, but I did get very, very close.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm going to go into my photos. I want you to see what my most recent photo was.
Okay.
You can see this here. And I'm going to click in and you can see.
Oh my God,
could
guys.
You just check the timestamp from today at what time I took the photograph?
This is at 9:31.
9:31. I got close.
No.
What did I write down?
He writes down brother, guys.
Brother.
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 I'm screaming.
So
I literally was going to say brother as well. Can you believe that?
Oh, you really were.
That's blown my mind. I was going to say brother and then I thought, let me say sister. That's amazing.
Oh, thank you.
How do you do that?
Well, that was all you, of course. That was all you. Your brain
you're
just worked
so
exactly
talented,
the way I wanted
though.
It to.
I feel like you're just like accessing a different part of your brain that we all can't use.
Hey, I wish I'm working too hard for that. I mean, I think...
That's insane.
What's that movie? Limitless?
Yeah, I love that film.
I'm like trying
that's
to do that.
That's literally you.
It's a good movie.
That's literally you right now.
Thank you very much. Well, listen, if you think I'm interesting, we have some very, very interesting stuff to talk
that's
about
so
with
cool.
yourself, right? Because here's the thing. You're dressed all colourful.
Yeah.
You're an amazing musician.
Oh,
but that's
you.
Not where you started.
It's not.
You were a stockbroker.
I was. This is like the funniest story you've ever heard.
Chat to me.
Honestly, like, okay, I'm a massive nerd. So I love maths. I love like physics. Those are what I studied at A-level. And then I was like, okay, let me just go into finance.
Mm-hmm.
But I just felt very bored by it. Like even the way I'm describing it to you, I feel really bored.
Any stocks I should keep an eye on right now, Camille? Anything?
I just, do you know
where
what
should
it
I
is?
Put my savings?
I felt my experience was just very strange because it was so much more kind of corrupt, I would say, than I was ready for.
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't like that. And then also I just felt like I was living a lie.
Mm.
And I felt like Neo in the Matrix, like when he's literally got all these numbers coming down on his screen and he needs to choose a pill. And I feel like that was me.
Yes.
And I feel like I just decided one day, well, it wasn't one day. I used to hang around at these studios and I was like learning how to write songs with people. Every day after work I would go. And I ended up writing this song called What About Us, which got pitched to the Saturdays. Mm-hmm. And it went to number one. I was
That's
so
a
lucky.
Sign. Like,
I
that
know,
is a sign. Come on.
But I was really lucky. This does not happen every day. So I kind of hate saying this to people because it's very unachievable. But, like, I was really lucky. And that gave me the kind of impetus to leave my job.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it doesn't always go like that.
It is one of those things. It's tricky because you do get people say, I used to hate it when you'd ask someone who's doing really well, like, oh, how do you do it? And they're like, work hard and it's a bit of luck. And you're like, that doesn't help me.
But
it is the truth though, isn't it?
It is. But I mean, I like being able to give people real help as to how to get into the industry. Like, I was doing a talk at Abbey Road the other day and all these people came up to me like, how do I get in? And I hate telling that story in a way because it's just so weird. Mm. And I was very lucky. But one thing I would say is I've worked so hard over the last 6 years. Like, to now have like 6 number ones and like 23 top tens or something, I found out the other day, and Grammy and a Brit and all these crazy things I never thought I'd get.
That's ridiculous.
It's come from just me hustling.
Yes.
I write probably like 10 songs a day. I'm not even joking. Like,
holy smokes. When do you sleep?
I don't sleep.
Do you, like, real talk, how much are we sleeping?
It depends, because if I'm watching Walking Dead before bed, it's a wrap. But I mean, but I honestly try and get to sleep by like 1, and I'm usually up by like 8. So it's not too bad.
Not too bad. I'd imagine that's probably on a good day.
Yeah. I'm living more like vampire hours, I feel like, though. I think I should shift the bedtime earlier.
I would love to do like a, I was saying to someone the other day, do like a go to bed at 5 a.m. and wake up at like 1 p.m. I used to do that during lockdown. It was so nice.
Oh my God.
Can't do that anymore, sadly.
That would be really cool.
Mm.
I just feel like we should be sleeping more than we should be working.
That's true. That is true. It doesn't really work that way though, does
like
it?
Like the way Spanish people have siesta.
I back that so hard.
I actually do.
I take an afternoon nap every day.
We should really have naps.
Do you want to just do it right now?
I feel like we should have a nap.
Let's
Before
do
you
right
do
now.
Your next thing, let's have a quick
right,
nap.
Right, bet. Let's do, I don't know if my producers will be a big fan
minutes,
of that.
Everyone in the room needs to nap.
Well, I'll try. Little 20-minute power nap. YouTube it. There's a little guided sleep thing.
But there's
it's beautiful.
A reason why we, I don't know, kids need naps in the day.
True.
Why does it change? Just because we're adults. We still need a nap.
It honestly cures you. Like, 100%. Times I'll be exhausted, 20-minute nap, feeling amazing afterwards. That's the big takeaway from the podcast here, kids.
Have a nap.
Start napping more.
I think everyone in the workplace would be so much nicer to each other if they had a nap.
True. I actually do think that's good advice.
Yeah.
Well, see, guys, you heard it here first. That is Camille's number one success tip. Sleep more. And I would be entitled to...
Have a nap,
to
bitch.
Have a nap. So you, but you do work really hard, clearly. It doesn't... Even if you did get lucky, if you don't then back it up with hard work, nothing's going to happen.
Well, this is it, exactly. Like, I'm sure you know how successful you are. Like, people are like, oh, you're a sick magician, but you have to keep being sick, like, all the time. It doesn't just happen once. You have to keep doing it. And I think consistency is the key to... success, basically. So I'm just always trying to look for the next thing I can do.
Would you say it's harder to stay successful than actually getting successful in the first place?
It's harder to stay successful. And if you're like me, I'm very, very competitive. I'm very hardworking. So I always want success. Like, I had a number one this year with David Guetta and Bebe Rexha. I'm Good, which has been crazy, crazy. But I mean, already I'm like, I need another one.
Yeah.
You're just so that's the problem
chasing.
I have. Yeah.
At least, honestly, it's good. You'd be bored otherwise.
I know. Yeah. I'm just addicted to... success.
That's a good thing to be addicted to. That's all right. Honestly, your life is mental. A recent one, you did an advert with Daniel Craig.
Oh my gosh, can we talk about this?
Can we please talk about it? Because I'm a big Daniel Craig fan.
You are a big fan. I am probably the biggest Daniel Craig fan.
Oh, then that's got to have been amazing.
I think he might
feeling.
Be my favourite Bond. Although I obviously always will love Pierce, but I mean, he's very close to me in terms of like how much I adore James Bond characters in terms of the favourites. And... when this opportunity came around, it was amazing, incredible producer, John Shave, who I worked with a lot. And he was like, okay, this has come in, this advert request. Like, should we just try? And they're really hard to get. Like, getting a sync like that it's so hard.
Yes.
Right? I never really get syncs like that because they're so hard. And we were leaving the session. I just had my delivery and I was about to leave. And we were like, should we just try? And I was like, okay, cool. So I just got on the mic and we were just making this idea. An amazing songwriter I work with as well, Anya, she was there and we were just vibing. Did this idea. Didn't expect to hear anything back, honestly. And then they came back and they were like, yeah, everyone loves it. The director of the advert was so impressed. And then Rita Ora loved it. And she messaged us like, I'm going to sing this. And she got gigs on it, which is incredible. And then the actual advert itself, I never expected him to be dancing like that. Like, the dancing is just so iconic.
I've seen the advert.
It's so cool.
I think I saw it on TikTok yesterday.
It's so cool.
It is cool, isn't it?
I think it's my favourite thing I've ever seen him do.
Yeah, I sent it to a couple of friends being like, this is us when, and I can't remember what the caption was, but it's vibey for
it's
sure,
so
isn't it?
It's so cool.
It's so, so
He's
cool.
He's so fun. Like, he was wearing grills for crying out loud. Like, I was just blown away.
Where would you get it?
Amazing. And of all the things I've done, I've had more of like my family and everyone hit me up about that. Mm. It's so funny. Like, everyone's like, oh my gosh, Camille, the Daniel Craig album. I'm like, yeah. I've been writing songs a long time.
Isn't that really funny though, the stuff that strikes a chord with people, like the things you would not expect?
I just don't care. Like, yeah. My builder at my house messaged me the other day, like, oh my gosh, Camille, this advert. I'm like, okay, thank you. But do you know what? It's a privilege. I loved being able to do that.
Is there anything that you've worked on that people don't really know about that you were really proud of?
Oh my gosh, loads of things. Like, I wrote a Westlife song that a lot of people don't know. That's really... How many did I do? One or two of mine? Oh, my manager said I did two songs for Westlife. I don't remember that, but... I don't remember anything I do. That's the other thing. I think I'm losing my mind.
Well, it's because you do so much.
Yeah.
It's probably a good sign. What were the songs for Westlife?
I don't remember.
Oh, you don't remember?
But honestly, you can find it on my Wikipedia, guys. All right. Do you know what the problem
is? So
I write so many songs, I just don't remember. Like, sometimes my manager will hit me up and he'll be like, oh, Camille, someone wants to cut this song, Remember the Time. I'm like, what is that? And he'll be like, and I make him sing them to me now. That's my new thing, to make him sing. Because I don't remember what I've done.
Well, if you say you're writing 10 songs a day,
couldn't tell you what they are.
A lot of songs, come on.
Could not tell you what they are.
You see, you're so busy, I don't know how you have time to do anything. You were a vocal coach as well for X Factor.
Oh my God, I was.
Did you enjoy doing that?
They said I was a vocal coach, but really, I was just hanging around, like learning and having fun, because I got on really well with Simon Cowell. He's one of the nicest people I've ever met. Like, he used to have us all come around to his house and have Chinese food.
Oh, lovely.
And he'd get like a whole platter of food. And then he'd just saunter downstairs like in a dressing gown. He's really cool.
What a legend.
He's really, really cool.
He is meant to be lovely. Everyone.
He's so nice. I think 100%. I think it's like a character that he kind of plays, but he's the nicest person. And taught me so many things about the music industry. And like, I remember one thing he said was to write songs like you're receiving them, not like you're writing them. So write them like you're a punter. Write them like you're a guy driving a van in the morning, or a mum listening to the radio when she's getting her kids ready for school. Like, and it taught me so much. And I remember I came out of that time with him, and I just like rewrote a load of Little Mix songs, and Black Magic was one of them. Went to number one as well. And I was just like, oh my God, I know what I'm doing now.
I love that song. I do. I really love that song.
It's got a really dirty meaning.
Has it really? Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm glad you told me that, because I used to use it sometimes to walk on stage.
Did you?
Yeah. Well, this is like a while ago.
Scream.
Like just a little, yeah.
Well, listen to it now and you'll hear a whole different side.
You can tell me off camera.
Yeah, I'll tell you after. A lot of people know what it's about now though, but anyway, it's jokes.
Oh, that's interesting stuff. What is the... Do you want to tell us the meaning?
It's sexual.
Go on.
I said, I'm just all I'm going to say. I think it's better that's when you take your own interpretation. It's
understood.
Like, it's like Van Gogh.
Oh,
like, you
I
just
see.
Take your own meaning from it.
We're going to wrap up before we do, though.
Oh, it's over.
I know. Our time has come to an end. Everyone's going
to
cry. It's sad. But I want
to
try one last little mind game with you before you go.
Because
I can tell you want to, you know? You know what? Because you mentioned earlier when we were in, we were talking about something, you said, oh, would you be able to come into the studio and like know what I'm going to write before I wrote it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we'll try something with that. I'm going to have you sort of come up with a song right now.
Okay.
That's what we're going to do. Okay, so what I'd like you to do, and this is a high effort, is I'm going to ask you to think of a song lyric in your head, but not a song lyric from a song you've already written. I want it to be a lyric that you come up with that would describe your day so far.
I'm going to need lunch, babe.
You are, aren't you? I have like a protein bar in my bag. That's all I have with me. That's all
it's
I got.
Right, I'll make it work. Okay.
Oh, we haven't got the budget. We haven't got the budget. Can you think of something?
It's just unacceptable. Yeah, no, I think I've got something now. Here we go. Yep.
Hello, friends. It's time for me to try and read her mind. When in reality, what I'm really doing is reading her body language, guessing, cold reading, and using a mixture of all my usual techniques. And the benefit of working with someone with Camille is she's so outgoing and expressive that she gives things away pretty easily. So I think I'm going to be in luck with this one. Let's see how creative her song lyric really was. Okay, now before we do this, do take a minute if you have to really get it locked into your head and try and get details if you can. You can see your brain working. Oh,
okay, cool.
The melody helps. Thanks. Really, yeah. That's okay. What I was trying to predict, that exact melody. Okay. I would try and get close to this. If you just relax as much as you possibly can. Be honest, scared. Are you thinking of like one sentence? You're thinking of a whole bunch of sentences, one word? What are you thinking?
It's like a few sentences together. It's kind of Shakespearean.
Okay, well, that tells me it at least rhymes, I'm guessing. So that's good.
I'll give you that.
That means rhyme. If I get one of the final words, that should help me with the rest of it.
Yeah.
Which is good.
For sure.
Okay. Could you look at me for a little second?
Yep.
And just for all intents and purposes, you did not just tell me this.
No, guys, I literally have not said like anything.
And this just off the top of your head?
Yeah, fully.
Okay, think of that lyric. Mm-hmm. I asked you obviously to describe your day, so I'm going to assume some part of it probably has to do with this podcast. Little smirk confirms that. Thank you. Just for reference, guys, Camille is about one of the best people I've ever worked with for mind reading tricks, basically because she's so smiley. And every single time I got closer and closer to guessing what this lyric was, she got smilier and smilier. Which is a very positive thing, but also makes my job an awful lot easier. And from now on, if you want, you can try and lie to make me look bad, but I'll give you a final answer.
Okay.
Okay. So think about the lyric and think about maybe what it might have to do with what part of the day you started, whether it started off describing your morning or whether... just because you're in entertainment, you probably tried to center it around the podcast to be nice. So I'm guessing this probably has everything to do with me. Am I right?
This is so good.
Mm-hmm. Right, yes. So it'll have something to do, and I'm just kind of guessing for now, it'll have something to do with meeting me and how you feel about meeting me or maybe coming on the podcast and what you think it was going to be like.
This is mad.
Yeah, and again, I am just guessing, but it should look like mind reading. Look at me for a second.
I feel so sorry for your children one day because they're not going to be able to get away with anything, are they?
Just in general.
No, literally.
I feel sorry for them. Yeah, they're not. It's going to be really hard for them. I'm a nightmare to be in a relationship with.
I've just said this before you even left the room.
It's not good. Okay, can you think of like in the first sort of sentence or phrase in your head, can you think of a key word?
Mm-hmm.
Can you think of a key word? Okay, look at me. Can you imagine saying that word? Don't say it. Just, is there something to do with either getting ready or like preparation, something like that in there?
Yes. But not in the way you seem nervous.
Or like something to do with being anxious or nervous or like scared to come. Scared? Yeah.
No, I'm going.
So it'd be canceled. Something like you're really scared. You're scared, like you're underprepared or something like that.
I literally have goosebumps now. I'm going. Can we stop?
How close am I so far?
Like, you're so on it. Like, oh my God.
Okay, I'll keep guessing here for a second. Look, is that a lot of the lyric or have I lots to go?
You've got like halfway.
I've got like halfway. Yeah. So you'll have started with that because I don't think you'll have just stuck with the same rhyme the whole way. So you'll have started with something like that. And I'm imagining just because you're very positive and uplifting, you'll have ended up on like some sort of uplifting note. Like you'll have said, da 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 da, I'm scared. But it's great, something like that. So it'll... Oh, I'm getting close now.
Sorry, I'm not meant to be screaming like this, but I'm literally losing my mind. Why are you like this?
I'll take a guess. It'll be something along the lines of, I'm going to meet you all, or I'm going on a podcast and I'm scared. I'm not very prepared for it. And you'll have said something like, it's not often you meet a magician. And you'll be like, yeah, but it's going to be great anyway. Something like that. How close?
I'm losing my mind. I literally have goosebumps. How have you done that?
Wait, so Hank, can you just tell us what was that? That's my final answer. How close am I?
What is ridiculous. All right, guys, I'm going to read it to you, what I've got.
All right, here we go.
Today I'm a bit scared.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely not prepared.
Oh, okay. Better than I thought. Okay.
A podcast with the magician is rare, but it's cool. I'm like, yeah.
Oh.
That is insane.
There we go. I'm going to say like 60-70% hit on that one.
You got every part of each thing. Like, that is wild.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, no. Round of applause. No, that is incredible.
Thank you, Camilla. Thank you very much.
You're blowing my mind.
You know, if you weren't wearing the hat as well, I'd be able to get like 90%. You're blocking your brainwaves from coming towards me. Yeah,
I'm glad. And you still got it.
You've got like tinfoil on.
You know, you could literally come to sessions and act like a songwriter.
Would love to.
You fully
invite
could.
Me along anytime. I'll blag it.
That is amazing.
Thank you, Camille.
Can I keep this?
Oh, of course. Note? Yeah, it's yours to keep. It'll be £10.
That was amazing.
Oh, well, thank you.
Wow.
Listen, Camille, thank you so much for coming on Influence today.
Thank you for having me.
I know the listeners will have loved that. Oh, you're very, very welcome.
Guys, he really is like the real deal. anyone listening to this, like, if you had any doubts, and I am the biggest skeptic ever, I'm telling you now, he is the shit. That was mad.
Oh,
that was
you, mad.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it has been a pleasure. Before we go, is there anything you'd like to plug? Just tell the people.
Oh my gosh. So I have loads of new music coming, which is so exciting. So keep your eyes out for that. I made it all myself because I am that bee.
You are.
So yeah, I just took up for that. I'm really super excited.
And where's the best place for them to follow you?
You can follow me on all the socials. Like, I'm at Camille or at CamilleXX on Twitter, at Camille Official on TikTok. And you can just, yeah, I'm just here being annoying basically every day.
Love it.
Just come and find me and join the party.
You certainly will. Amazing stuff. Well, Camille, thank you so much for coming on Influenced.
You.
And for the listeners, be careful what you think of, because you never know who might be listening. Goodbye.
If you want another podcast to listen to, why not try out a compelling new audio drama from Crowd Stories called Eliza? Eliza is a robot, but her story is very human. She exists in a world of dominance, manipulation, and love, all set in a future that's far too close for comfort. It's fiction. Or is it? Just search for Eliza. And remember, be careful of your thoughts, because you never know who might be listening.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.